Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Angel Square in Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats, joined by Beloit girls basketball coach Shauna Remus. Coach, two nice wins since we talked last. You beat Ellsworth 43-31 at home on Friday, 45-37 win at home over Southeast of Saline on Tuesday. Your first win in quite a while over the Lady Trojans there of Southeast. Let's go back first to that Ellsworth game, though. You complete a season sweep and held them to just 31 points. Kind of looking at that game, what stood out the most in your second win over the Lady Bearcats this year?
Yeah, I thought our defense was very sound. And, you know, that was the week that we played three games, you know, pretty close together. And so you just didn't know what we'd have left in terms of, you know, your legs and stuff. But we struggled offensively in the first half, but then second half we were able to hit the shots that we needed. And just a great defensive battle. And, you know, they've got some really talented kids that we really had to keep in check. And thought we did that for the most part. So, again, just a great win coming out of that tough week for sure.
Yeah, you do have two wins, actually, since we last talked from last week. On Thursday, you beat Chapman as well, 50-36. And like you say, you bounce back on Tuesday, a win over Southeast Saline, 45-37. You've now won 9 of your last 10, held them to just 9 points in the first half, and probably knew that you weren't just going to hold them to 18 for the entire game, but you do pick up the 45-37 win. A very nice win over Southeast Saline at home and kind of avenging a close loss earlier this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've improved so much since then defensively and then, you know, getting some different offensive sets and getting our posts involved a little bit more. And that's really tough for people to guard if our inside game's working and our outside game, the kids are hitting shots. And so it was just great to see that. And then, yeah, you know, that's a team that can just score in bunches. And so we knew we weren't going to hold them forever, but we sure did a nice job that first half, which gave us a nice cushion that we could just kind of play off of the second half.
With your makeup games here later in the season, you probably feel like it's been go, go, go for you. You do have a chance to take a breather on Friday, so you won't have a game there, but you go to Sacred Heart coming up next Tuesday and a rematch there. You beat them at home by 11. What do you expect to see from the group, and what do you expect from Sacred Heart in a rematch next week?
Well, Sacred Heart's improving. You know, they're playing a ton of games here, and they're winning almost all of them. And so, you know, they pack a really big punch. They've got an inside game, and then they've also got some really talented guards on the outside. So we're going to really have to guard hard and get up in their, you know, their three-point shooters because they kind of live and die on the three-point line. And then just, you know, continue to rebound and take care of the ball. So, yeah, you know, it's a big game for us just in a lot of aspects. But, you know, we want to get that league title. And so this game's huge for us to have a chance to do that for sure.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and enjoy your Friday night off, and best of luck on Tuesday in Solana.
Okay, thanks so much.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Ryan Eiler with us now, the coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Coach, kind of a rare scenario where we actually have three games since we talked last year at the start of February. You won at Chapman 67-44 last Thursday and beat Ellsworth in a big game at home 68-50 Friday to put yourself in really good standing in the league and stay unbeaten there. And a really nice win over Southeast of Saline 45-28 on Tuesday. Take me back to Chapman real quick first and how you felt the kids perform there on Thursday.
Well, I thought we played really well offensively, especially as of late. We've been so even and had different guys, lead us in scoring. And obviously Bryce is up there most nights, but you got Eli scoring the ball well, and Quinn's come along and looked healthier and done a nice job. And Noah, is getting up there on different occasions. And then you scatter in points through Jackson and Brody and Lance. So offensively, last week especially, I really liked where we were. And defensively, in the Chapman game, I felt like we did a good job of knowing who we needed to stop and really made them earn all the points that they got.
Ellsworth game obviously had a lot of hype around it, and the place was packed there on Friday night, had a great home crowd. Bryce, you took advantage of your size there with 25 points for him. What was the atmosphere like in being able to get a nice win there against Ellsworth as well?
Well, it was a great atmosphere. Like I said, it was the biggest crowd I think we've had probably since we've hosted a sub-state. And the crowds have been loud and good. And I think our kids have responded to it and played well and given them something to cheer for. But I thought Friday the key for us is we got off to a good start, jumped on them early. And I felt like that kind of changed the game. I felt like if it may have been the other way, they would have slowed it down and been a little more patient. But I felt like they needed to keep up with us, and which kind of took them out of some of the stuff they want to do. Defensively, Cravens goes for 20, I think, or a little over, and yet we made him work for it. And their other guys are able to knock down a few shots. But I felt like, offensively, we were just consistent throughout the night, which allowed us, to get the win and play well.
Southeast was another kind of a lot like the first game, a lower scoring game that you won by four the first time, but you really held them in check defensively this time and held them to just 28 points. You win 45-28. Bryce Beisner with another 19 for you. Your team's winning in a lot of different ways right now, right?
Yeah, and last night was exactly an example of that. Defensively, we were really good. They didn't get anything easy other than a few turnovers that led to easy buckets for them. But we made them work for what they got in the half court, and once again knew their personnel and who we wanted to make sure we focused on. And our help defenders did a nice job of coming off their guys and providing support. Offensively, it wasn't our best game, which, was no different the first time we played them. They do some things to get you out of rhythm, and yet I felt like last night it was just some careless turnovers at times. We scored the ball well in the first quarter, but second and third we really didn't, and had just some uncharacteristic turnovers. But with that being said, with the defense playing the way we were, it allowed us to get through that, and Bryce played well. Our guys are finding him big and strong and able to finish in a lot of different ways. And more than anything, I just like, how balanced we are right now. And honestly, other than for a few minutes last night, our focus has been where it needs to be.
A few days to prepare now for your next matchup with Sacred Heart as you have Friday night off. You go back to that first meeting. Again, you came back from that 12-point deficit with 2:22 left to end up winning it there in overtime, double overtime. And just kind of looking at this rematch with Sacred Heart on Tuesday, what do you want to see and what do you expect there in Solana Tuesday?
Well, we've got to establish our inside game earlier. The first game, they were able to take us away from it by trapping on the perimeter and providing ball pressure. And it wasn't until later that we started getting the ball on the block where we needed to. And then defensively, we've got to be better than we were in the first game. They were able to get in the lane most of the night and kick out for open threes. And they're a team that's a little difficult for us to guard because they play five guards and all of them can get into the lane and all of them can shoot. And so, we're going to have to be ready to go. That place is always tough to play in, and you're always playing against a good team over there. And so, hopefully our kids are looking forward to it and can accept the challenge.
Bullet Coach Ryan Eilert here in our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you again for the time, and good luck here in your time off. Enjoy the Friday off, and we'll chat with you next week, all right?
All right, thank you.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog girls and boys head basketball coach Jason Wilson. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're talking Osborne Bulldog basketball with the boys and girls coach, Jason Wilson. Coach, we'll start first with the girls. Unfortunately, the tragedy there in Natoma last week, so you weren't able to play on Friday as they forfeited those games, and you moved on with Pike Valley then on Tuesday, going out to their place. A 60-26 win for you on the girls' side on Tuesday. Gracie Reiner, another big game, 31 for you, and just kind of looking at the effort, what do you see there Tuesday in Cortland and picking up a big win?
You know, in the first quarter, we started off real slow. Had to take a 30-second timeout and kind of refocus what we needed to work on as far as intensity, effort, and energy. And then we kind of hit an opportunity in the game where we got on a run. Gracie hit that first three, and then we kind of went rolling from there. You know, got up 17-2 at the end of the first, up 33-11 at half. So, you know, again, we got to focus on what we can do throughout the ball games offensively, taking care of the basketball, valuing the basketball, not forcing bad passes, not throwing the ball out of bounds, not just throwing it because we said that that's the play we're going to run. So things that we got to get back in the lab and work on. But overall, we were able to score at a high rate, not only in the first, second, and the third quarter, but so that was nice. You saw kids like Addie Poore, who did a tremendous job on her post defense, stepping up as well on her offensive and defensive rebounds. So it was nice overall performance across the board for our kids. We got everyone in the ball game. Heck, we even got a freshman, Claire Mick, who came in on our 1-3-1 press, got a steal and a layup, and then, we, you know, you always talk about being in the right position, being in the right place, and she got a offensive rebound and a putback, so scored 4 points. So confidence for her is starting to grow even more. And then obviously you got kids like Levy Reiner who continues to progress and move forward as she develops as a sophomore. We just got to get her, you know, understanding and attacking the gaps. And she does a tremendous job of attacking the gaps and then distributing to our bigs and getting skip passes out to our guards. And then Grace Williams again, everything she does on the inside for us, whether it's offensively or defensively. So good team win last night.
You move on. You got two games coming up on odd days. On Thursday, you have a remake with St. John's Tipton, and then Saturday you'll go to Kinsley to take on Moscow. Just kind of looking at these two, St. John's Tipton obviously is responsible for your only loss this semester in that add-in game that you had on January 19th. What do you want to see in the rematch here?
Oh, you know, the biggest thing is I want us to come out and perform at a high level. You know, we got down early with them, then went up two at half. You know, being able to make sure we guard the Ginglers and the Brummer girl, don't let them just score at will like they did on us last time. But it's going to be exciting. You know, it's a good matchup for us. They beat us 59-54, but now, you know, they're coming off of a big win last night versus Lakeside. We're coming off of the win last night. So again, it's an odd day to be playing basketball, but if we can go out and execute, hopefully we can do better than we did last time. You know, we got to hit a higher rate from the free throw line and just play more sound and be more disciplined.
And what does Moscow look like coming up Saturday?
You know, Moscow win-loss record, they have about 8 wins, but that's in a league down there that, again, you don't see much about. So, again, it's a chance for us to go out and play someone that we've never seen nor will ever see play unless you – you match up with them in a state tournament type caliber setting. But we're just excited to get a 20th game and get to go play someone because our kids, you know, want to play ball games.
We're talking with Jason Wilson, head coach of the Osmond girls and boys basketball teams. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about what's happened over the last week with the boys basketball team here on Katy Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
I called the NextEd help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high-quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And again, back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, coach of the boys here in the last two games. Again, just the one contested with the forfeit win over Natoma. You went to Pike Valley and won 69-43. Big night from Johnny Hamill with 32. Nate Goheen, another big offensive game with 23. Doak Guttery had 12. Just Pike Valley is one of those teams that's kind of up and down. You never always know what you're going to get from them, but you guys executed pretty well offensively, it looks like, in a 69-43 win on Tuesday.
Oh, no questions. There was a slow start to the game, you know, 14 to 8 at the end of the first, 26-19 at half. And we just talked about at halftime, you know, going out and executing. You know, we were down one kid though with Dalton Garman being sick. So we had a young man by the name of Clay Guttery step up and just he reminds you of Dennis Rodman, always in the right spot, always in the right place, does the things that go unnoticed, but they're just huge and monumental in the way the ball game progresses, getting steals, getting, like I said, layups. You know, had a couple runouts and missed some layups, but, I mean, what he does is on the nitty-gritty side that goes unnoticed and just a blessing. You know, he's been the sixth man for us all year and then came in last night, started and played basically 32 minutes, almost really 30 minutes when it was all said and done. But, you know, everyone sees what Johnny Hamill does on the scoring side, and he makes so much happen for everyone else on the team. Like, the attention that he garners allows for easy buckets for Doak Guttery, which had 12 and did a really good job making a presence on the inside last night. And then, obviously, Nate Goheen. I mean, the kid's been rock solid for us all season inside. Defensively, you know, we keep stressing to him that there's times where people aren't guarding him, so he's got to have the confidence to shoot the ball. And so last night, seeing him go off for 23 was great. But the part that probably sticks out the most last night was not just his production there, but his production at the free throw line, going 5 of 6. Just a true blessing of the hard work he continues to put in. But no, Pike Valley, they didn't ever go away. I mean, they had two kids that scored in double figures, and the Cooper kid and the Field kid, and then they also got the Mazel kid, but. You know, I think they're going to have success throughout the season when they go up against people because they're not a team that just goes away. They keep running at you, keep running at you, and if you give someone the opportunity to stay in the ball game for too long, then they're gonna surprise some people here and there.
Like we said, with the girls, St. John's Tipton coming up Thursday, Moscow on Saturday, and the matchups for you. I'm guessing you don't want another triple overtime thriller coming up in Bullitt on Thursday, as you had the first time around and got the 3-point win. But what are your thoughts on these next two and advancing with the boys here?
You know, I think as we look at the way the boys are going, we got to stay healthy. Got to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Got to stay You know, we got to get rid of the sicknesses that are going around these hallways. And the biggest thing is we got to do what we do. We got to take care of the basketball. We got to get more patient on offense at times. There's sometimes that we run and gun and we're just letting it fly, and we got to understand the clock, the time, the situation. But I think overall, as we go down the stretch with the boys, we just want to continue to be great at executing what we do offensively, defensively. Stick to the game plans and know that, you know, right there we're sitting in a good spot, boys and girls basketball, for Osborne as we get ready for postseason play. We're sitting at the one seed with both groups, and we just got to continue, you know, doing what we do offensively and defensively to go down this stretch and end on a high note. I think with St. John's, obviously a triple overtime game, is, I'm sure the fans want as much as they can get out of that, but we just want to be able to go down and execute, play solid basketball, and see what happens. Give ourselves a chance in regulation to come out victorious. You know, last time we played them, we were 14 of 32 from the free throw line. So if we can clean that up, clean up some of the turnovers, you know, again, keep them off the glass and get easy buckets that they got last time. And we're just focusing again today in practice on communicating on defense, and doing those things that we got to do to fine tune our team.
Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in our locker room chats. Coach, again, we appreciate you being with us this week, and good luck in your next couple games.
Thank you, sir.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats. Katie Country 94, Nick Lynn with us, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Been a tough week for you, coach. Just kind of struggled with the shot out there at TMP on Friday. You fall 55-34, and then Monday you turned around and went to Superior, Nebraska, 42-28 loss. Let's talk about TMP first. Sounds like, just talking to you off air, that they were pretty red hot and the shots were falling for them and they weren't for you. Probably some other things that go along with that, but what were your thoughts on Friday?
I don't think our preparation was the best. I didn't feel like before the game we were focused. And that being said, I thought TNT probably put the best game of the year for them. We got film on them, and it was nothing like what we saw. And give them credit. You know, they shot 57% for the game, and we shot 19%. And it's just one of those nights where nothing fell. And once that goes on throughout the game, the lead gets farther and farther. And that's how that game went. No excuses. You know, we have to play better. We have to be more prepared. We have to be more physical, get more rebounds. That's simple. You know, and then Monday, you know, we go into a really tough place to play with Superior, Nebraska, and very, very physical game, by far the most of the year. And it's something you have to deal with. We knew going in, it was no surprise to us how that game was going to be played. You know, and again, same scenario. We shot 21% that game, We haven't shot the ball very well. We're focused on that in practice, and hopefully this next game, which is a big game against Norton, we lost to them the first time in that league tournament, and so I don't want to say we want to exact revenge. We don't look at it that way as much as just playing a big league game and wanting to play well.
You talk about Norton as you kind of go back and look at that game. You fall by 7 in 56-49 there. That was the semis of the Mid-Continent League tournament. So what do you look at from that game and try to improve upon here the second time around, kind of specifically of what might have went wrong for you the first time?
I thought they just worked harder on the inside. Mm-hmm. It made it tough for us to get easy buckets that's been that way now for three or four games now, that we've had to work really hard for the shot that we've gotten, and Norton did a good job of defending. And we also had a very poor job of guarding Reuter. She's their best player, and there was a 10-minute stretch in the game where she had 5 threes, and that took the game out of our hands. We fought back and did well that first time and got within 4 in that fourth quarter, but we didn't sustain that. So hopefully we can put a better game together, maybe defend Reuter a little bit better.
Nick Lynn, the coach of Smith Center Lady, right here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck against Norton coming up Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
I called the NextTech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Yeah, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Alex Hobelman with us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, team really starting to find themselves. We talked last week about a 3-game winning streak, and now you've won 4 of your last 5, a couple more close games here over the past week. Friday you went out to Hayes, fell to TMP 48-43, but bounced back with a win at Superior 58-52 on Monday night. Just some quick thoughts about TMP on Friday first, is again a 5-point loss at a very tough place to play.
Yeah, it is a tough place to play. It was almost a repeat of our first matchup. We were able to build up. I think it was an 8-point lead in the third quarter at one point, and then DMP was able to kind of fight back and tie it up. And then, it was kind of one of those learning moments. I think we kind of just fell apart that last minute in the game, and TMP went on a run to end the game. So. It was another tough, close loss there, but we were able to bounce back against Superior.
Yeah, up in Nebraska, and I don't know if it was the case on Monday or not. I didn't see the whole game, but usually it's a different style of ball up there. But you pick up a road win and had to feel good about bouncing back with that victory. What stood out on Monday?
Yeah, well, they let you play a little bit more in Nebraska. I do know that. Superior, they've been struggling this year. They were 1-17 going into that matchup, but I looked at their schedule and I told the boys, like, you can't take them lightly. They do play some good teams, and it's a tough place to play. They let you play a little more physical up there, and we kind of got punched in the mouth to start the game. But we were able to weather the storm a little bit, and they shot the ball pretty darn well. I believe they hit 11 threes on us. So we were able to overcome that, though. We were able to overcome that, though. But I'm glad we were able to get that road win that we needed to build some confidence moving forward.
Norton coming up next for you here in league play on Friday as you host them with the Blue Jays. Usually a pretty well-coached team and have some talent, obviously. What stands out about their group this year?
I would say their athleticism. They're a very athletic team. They're going to probably want to get up and down the floor a little bit. So we got to be ready to defend the full court a little bit, get back on transition defense, and they can shoot the ball from the outside as well. So we're going to have to be able to close out on shooters and be able to rebound those those long rebounds from those long shots.
Alex Hobelman, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck there in your league contest against Norton on Friday.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Darren Grauerholtz with us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. One-on-one stretch since we talked last, coach. You went down to Sylvan Lucas on Friday, a 52-34 loss, but it was a 20-19 lead for them at halftime. Sounds like the third quarter is where it kind of got away from you. Just take me back to Sylvan on Friday and what stood out there.
Yeah, you know, we were doing everything that we needed to do in the first half, and in fact, we had a little bit of a lead there right before halftime. Made a few mistakes. They took the lead right at the break, and then the third quarter blues hit. So, anybody with suggestions, just give me a call, and we'll see if we can fix that. So.
Yeah, you moved on then with Logan Palko, a 45-37 win on Tuesday. Similar, you were able to pick up the win, though, and pick up an eight-point home win against an old league rival back from your Cheyenne Conference days. But overall, what were your thoughts there with Logan Palko on Tuesday and getting back on the winning track?
Yeah, good ball club. We were a little bit slow getting started once we started hitting some shots and everybody started to relax a little bit. Play our game. Had a 16-point lead at half. I thought everything was good again. Come out halftime, third quarter. I think we only had 1 point there in the third quarter. You know, we got to get this fixed. Like I said before, sounds like a broken record. But once we hit a few shots, got a couple stops, then Logan had to foul us there, and we did knock down some key free throws at the end to seal it. But overall, I'm just glad that we was able to fight through and hang on, you know, because Logan, we're going to see them possibly at a sub-state game too. So it's always kind of nice to see how we measure up with some of the sub-state teams out west.
Well, if you like playing games, you'll like this week, right? Three in a row.
Oh.
Sylvan Lucas on Thursday, Tescott Friday, Pike Valley Saturday. A couple makeups, and in addition to the schedule, just as you've looked at this, what do you want to see this stretch of games? Obviously, that's going to be a lot for the girls in a three-day period.
It is, and, you know, it's one of those things where you preach about taking care of your bodies going into this stretch. You didn't even mention the Super Bowl Sunday and games Monday, Tuesday on our schedule. So, you know, it's no time to practice, so you better have it all figured out. And whatever you need to make the adjustments, you better be able to do it on the board, and they be able to follow through and execute it. So, you know, it's just, I think the biggest key is rest and stay hydrated, and because we're gonna be on the court quite a bit now.
Darren Grauerholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again, and best of luck in this long stretch here of games for you.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs. I called the Nextech help desk and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Katie Country 94, Devon Branch with us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, a tough couple games for you since we last talked. You lost out at Sylvan Lucas 50-22 on Friday, and then a very lanky and athletic Logan Palco team. You fall 62-24 on Tuesday. Just kind of going back to Sylvan Lucas, what stood out in that one in a road loss there against a team that's improving as the season goes on?
We were just too small. They were the bigger team. They were the older team. That's all it was. They just played bully ball. Throw the ball down the post, and the big guy just had one heck of a night that night, and we just couldn't do nothing about it. You know, we didn't give up. We fought to the end, but shots didn't fall for us, and too many turnovers. But we play a team with big guys, and we're so small and thin, and we can't rest people. So that's the mode for us. When we play against the big guys, it's just going to be a long night for us.
I'm guessing that was very similar with Logan Palco as well. I remember seeing them because I called the Lakeside game, and it seems like every kid on their roster is 6'2", aren't they? And so that's going to be tough for your young ones too as well with the rebounding battle, I'd imagine, as well.
Yeah, first half, I think we did awesome. Luckily, I think we won the rebound in the first half. Going into halftime, only down 10, that was a great thing. I think we played our best basketball in the first half. I'm still trying to figure out how to get us to play the same way the first 3 minutes of that third quarter, which has been our Achilles heel all year long. I've been preaching it. The first 3 minutes, you got to play like you just played the last 16 minutes. And that they just came out and showed that Logan, they was just a better team, long, athletic, big, shooters everywhere. And we didn't keep competing like we did in the first half. That's just something I got to fix, the first 3 minutes of the third quarter.
Talk with Coach Grauerholtz before this too, and you have now, if you like playing games, this is the time to be a Thunder Ridge Longhorn basketball player, right? You've got three of them to finish off this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then you'll play again Monday, Tuesday. So during this stretch, as you have Sylvan Lucas coming up again first, Tascit, Pike Valley, Hill City, Lincoln, a lot of different styles, a lot of different teams. What's the message to the kids as you get ready for a very tough stretch here with a lot of games and a little amount of time?
Like you said, this is when I was in high school, it was a kid's dream. I got a lot of games and no practice. I get to go out there and play the game I love and do what I do best. You know, these kids, I just told them, let's just go out here and let's play the best we can. And while we at it, let's have fun while we're doing it. Because I think that's what it was last night. The first half, we was having a lot of fun because we was doing the right thing. But the second half, we wasn't having fun because they turned the pressure up a little bit. So I'm preaching more. Let's have some fun these last couple games down the stretch of the season, and let's see where the chips may lay at the end of the year.
Devon Branch, coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team here in our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you again for the time, and good luck in this long stretch of games here.
Very good.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.